Letting go, letting go, letting go. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today on the absolute philosopher. Letting go. Are we ready to let go? Are we ready to let go and enter fully into life? Are we ready to participate in life with all its joy, its all its magic, its all its wonderment? Are we ready to let go? I have known so many people who have had their loved ones move on to another dimension, and after the cremation, they held on to the little urn on their fireplace, or they held on to it, were in their house, in their bedroom, and I tell them, that's not very nice. Here, this person decided to leave this experience, leave this world, and move on to another dimension, and we keep him bottled up like a genie in a bottle. What a shame, what a shame. And it's really ourselves that we're keeping bottled up, because every time we look at that urn, we remember our loved one, and we remember, oh, they're bottled up in that bottle, they're a genie in that bottle. Well, let them go. My goodness sakes, let them go. Take that urn and spread the ashes over whatever you like, and then dispose of the urn. Don't hold on to it just because it's a pretty piece of brass or something like that, but let it go. And you'll hang on to the brass, you'll remember it just as much as you remember the ashes, because it's the concept, and the concept wants to be let go. Now, when we leave this dimension, when we move on to another dimension of life, what are we doing? We're moving on to another dimension of life where we want to have the experience of happiness and joy and peace and harmony and all that sort of good stuff. We want to have all that wonderment, that happiness, that marvelous experience that goes with moving on. When you move from one city to another, if you keep going back to the old city, you're not living fully in the new city and making the new city as exciting as the old city was. And if you're moving from, say, one country to another, and you keep going back to the other country, to the fatherland or the old country, the homeland, you never really fully live in the new land. This is why when people move to the United States of America, I think it was Theodore Roosevelt who said they should totally move in to the new country, learn its language, learn its cultures, learn its laws, learn its rules, and live fully with it, and forget the past. Because if they're going to keep living in the past, they're going to have all sorts of problems. Now, I know lots of people who are coming here from Jamaica, and they keep their Jamaican attitudes. They don't move into America to be American. Now, were I to move to Jamaica, such a fabulous little country that is, if I were to move there, I'd want to take on the ethos of Jamaica. I'd want to live in the manner of the culture, in the manner of the rhythm of the country, and be in it. That's why I'm moving there. Oh, yes, I love the temperature, I love all of these people, and I love everything else, but I'm moving there because I want to be a Jamaican. I want to be a Guyanan. I don't want to live in New York and continue to be a Guyanan. I want to be a New Yorker. I want to be an American. And I don't want to move to Switzerland and I would remain a Californian. My gosh, if I were a Californian living in Switzerland as a Swiss citizen, they'd say, you're an American. They come up to me wherever I am and they say, oh, you're an American. And they say, you're an American. And sometimes they're a little confused because my diction is a little more clear and more precise, and so they can't decide what. Now, what about you? Have you moved to a new country and claimed it 100%, living up to its rules, its border? Or have you kept the newspapers coming from the old country? Have you kept an interest in the old country because that's where your parents are, or that's where some of your family are? Let go of the past and live in the present and become magnificent. Just magnificent. Many people move into this country and they want to enter into politics and enter into the part of the ways of living in this life. And that's a nice thing to do. But if they hold on to the past, even if they have their accent from wherever they've come from, they're not an American. They're not truly living in the style. America is a melting pot of all these wonderful cultures. It's not a matter of retaining that, but it's living here. It's not a matter of retaining your culture or remembering your heritage. That's not important. Your heritage now is America. Your heritage now is the United States. Your heritage now is here. Now, so it is when we let go of our loved ones who pass on, and we cremate their bodies or we bury them. Let them go. You see, when you bury them, you hang on to them, and you go to their grave and put flowers on it, and you weep over it sometimes, and you say, oh dear, where have they gone? Why did they leave me? And we're just moaning for ourselves. We're not ready to move on in our life here. As we say, if a dog dies, get another one right away, because you want to move your love along and let it grow on a new dog. And the new dog will be so different, so wonderful, so magical. Let go of the past. Let go of all that is over and done. If you have any ashes in your house from somebody who has passed along, free them in your consciousness. Dust them in your backyard over your roses, or go out to the lake or the river or the ocean and throw them in and let them fly free as a bird. Uncover that genie bottle and let them free. It's from your consciousness. They can never be bound, it's true. But you bind them in your relationship to them. Let them go. And live in the now. Live in the present tense. Live in this wonderful, fantastic experience of now. And as you live in the now, wow, life is great. I know my father, when he went, we had him cremated, and we put him in a place where you have bodies, that is, you have urns. And as he was there in this place, he was among all these other urns, and he had always said he would like to have his ashes put over a lake that he dearly loved. And so my sister, being a very dutiful girl, she took his ashes and went up to his former home and dusted over the lake. And then she threw the urn in, right into the lake, and it sunk to the bottom into the mud, down where it belongs. And then my brother, when he passed on, he said, I want my ashes out in the ocean. So he contracted with the Navy or the Army or whoever it was, and they took his ashes upon his demise, and they dumped them over the ocean. And my brother-in-law recently passed on a week or so ago, and he was a Navy man, old Navy born and bred, and he worked in the South Pacific during the Second World War. And he wanted his ashes to be out there. Well, the Navy has a service for that, because thousands and thousands of dedicated, gung-ho Navy men, you know, wanted their ashes moved out over the area that they had served in so well during the war and made so many deep relationships with young men who were their same age and who had the same work that they were doing in serving their country. Now, you and I, when we have a loved one, or we know of anyone who has a loved one, let's let that loved one go. Let that loved one go in our consciousness, off to their next dimension freely and wonderfully. Appreciate that we had a good time, and some sad times, but we had good times. And let the sad times go, and remember the good times, because it doesn't matter anymore, does it? They're gone. They're off to their next adventure. And if we're going to hang on to the good times, bad times, we're in trouble. But if we're going to hang on to the good times, that's not too bad. And pretty soon, we'll even forget that. And we'll live our life in the now with all the adventures that the now has to offer to us, just like it does for our loved one who moved on to their next dimension. Wow, how wonderful that is. Are you ready for such an experience for you? Well then, let go! Let go! Let go! And I'm right with you. I'm right with you because I love you. I love you. I love you.